Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome into the Divas Dish. I am Sheree Taylor along with my fellow diva,
Elise Riley.
This is the Divas Dish confession episode. Dun, dun, dun.
What we're talking about, we're not confessing anything scandalous, but it may be scandalous to some people. We first said, okay, we're going to talk about three things that other people go gaga over, but we're like, nyeh. And you and I both agree on one. Let's just get that out of the way. Mayonnaise.
Yes.
We both find it disgusting.
People love it. People put it on everything. People argue about which kind is better. I don't care. No kind. Zero.
No kind. And a couple of years ago, a salesperson that's no longer here, she now lives in Aruba or somewhere like that.
Dory? Somewhere fancy.
Yeah, it was Dory's account. She came to me. She goes, oh, I've got, you know, a deal with Hellman's for all you guys and stuff like that. And what you have to do is you have to make your favorite sandwich with Hellman's and then show us on social media you eating it.
No.
And Hellman's tastes great on this, that, and the other. I'm sorry, I'm not slamming Hellman's. I just don't like any mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. And I had people come for me and go, why didn't you do Duke's mayonnaise? I'm like, well, first of all, they weren't paying me. Secondly, I didn't do it. I did create sandwiches with it because every day you had to create a different sandwich. I created sandwiches. And if you go back and look at my social media, I created sandwiches. There was one that I would eat and then one that somebody else would eat. So there is B-Love in there with me. I'm letting him eat the sandwich that has mayonnaise on it or made with mayonnaise. Jelena that used to work with us on the weekends and also produce Murphy, Sam, and Jody before you did, I let her eat it because I know she liked mayonnaise. So I made the sandwiches as requested. So I did what was supposed to. I had other people eat the sandwiches, but I ate sandwiches that didn't have it. And even Cato on our sister station, he was all about it because I made a shrimp and grit sandwich with it, which actually was really good. It's just I didn't have the mayonnaise mixed in mine. It was just to give it a little extra creamy, but I still wouldn't try it with the mayonnaise. I just can't.
No,
can't.
Absolutely not. I will ask literally anyone if it looks like it has mayonnaise in it, I'm going to ask you what is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I find out that you lied to me,
it's over.
I'm looking at my mother right now thinking,
oh yeah,
because she used to do that.
Oh yeah. My parents would tell me that too. Yeah, and it's like, drip. You can see the white dripping out of it. You're like, nope.
And I love sour cream. Now, I will eat sour cream on about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are, if it's made with mayonnaise, it can be made with sour cream. Make that substitution.
That or Greek yogurt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't try to hand me something with mayonnaise in it. Absolutely not. People love it. We hate it.
No, that's the one thing that the divas agree on. Okay, we can move away from food, or there's one drink that I do not like that everybody goes crazy because it's a taste created in the Carolinas. There's one major soft drink I've talked about many times that is not my favorite. And I will always say when they ask, is Pepsi okay? No, it's not. It never, ever will be. I'm sorry, it won't be. One thing that is even less okay in my book than Pepsi, cheer wine. I find it disgusting. Everybody raves about it here in the South. I find it disgusting.
I don't like it. I feel like it tastes over-carbonated, like when you have the syrup turned down too low. And you could tell I have background in putting together these kinds of things. I used to work at the movie theater.
I was going to say, yes. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about that too in a minute. Go ahead.
And so I know how to do those things. And to me, cheer wine just tastes like the syrup and the carbonation ratio is off. Mm. And I can't handle that.
No. My best buddy, Chris, we were house sitting at my parents' house and having a pool party. And I sent him in the house. I'm like, just go mix me a drink. Surprise me. Oh, he surprised me. Mm. I don't like dark liquor anyway, but he came back with Crown Royal mixed with cheer wine.
Ew.
Oh, God, to this day, I still get sick to my stomach when I see a cheer wine truck, a bottle of it, or one of my kids orders it somewhere. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's like, well, I thought it would taste good. He goes, you like Shirley Temples or Dirty Shirley's, as you call them. I'm like, not the same. That is overly sweet, and that's just asking for it. I don't think I've ever gotten as sick drinking anything in my life as I did with cheer wine and Crown Royal.
No, cheer wine is gross. And like you said, once you get sick off of something, you're pretty much done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like cheer wine is all the way around. It's too sweet, too carbonated. It's just gross. I don't like it either.
So you mentioned the movie theater. So I went downstairs because we were about to interview Joel Hoekstra from TSO, who also is with Whitesnake. And you know him from playing with Cher when she does her Vegas residency. And he also goes on tour with her too, right?
He does.
So yeah. So anyway, so we're going to be interviewing him coming up soon. But I'm going downstairs to get the copy notes because for some reason the Jock Lounge printer has just been offline for 2 years. It's decided I'm going to work from home.
Yep.
And you have to tell the printer, no, this is your home. This is your home. You've got to work. It never wants to work, so you always have to run downstairs to get stuff that you're printing off. So I ran downstairs. As soon as I opened the doorway to the first level, a beautiful waft of freshly popped popcorn hit me. Somebody down there has popcorn. And I'm like, gosh, I'm so hungry. Now I want to see a movie. It smelled just like movie theater popcorn.
I didn't even know there was anyone down there. Someone is down there, apparently.
Someone, maybe the printer that's offline,
right,
went downstairs to pop itself some popcorn.
They're taking advantage of the fact that there's no one else here, because if everyone was in the building, there would be an email sent out right now. Ew, who popped popcorn?
It wasn't burned. It was perfectly scented, though. Oh, my God.
I love
so good.
Popcorn. I used to work at the movie theater for years and years, and the popcorn never got old. I love it.
How do you take your popcorn? Extra butter?
Oh, layered extra butter.
Yes,
extra
layered.
Salt.
Ooh, I don't do extra salt. Here's what I do.
Layered up real nice.
I don't like super sweet stuff, but I do like the savory and the sweet together. So I will layer with butter and then I'll shake peanut, not regular, but peanut M&Ms in there. That together is delightful.
People used to order all kinds of things and mix together like that. Raisinettes was very popular.
Why do you hate grapes?
Yeah.
That's something. I hate raisins.
Oh, no.
Petrified fruit. I hate cooked fruit and petrified fruit.
I don't like raisins by themselves, but I love raisins dipped in things like yogurt or chocolate. Like, I'm fine with that. I pass the yogurt covered grapes off as white chocolate covered grapes to my children.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know,
they don't think they're that
getting
healthy.
A little extra yogurt, but yeah. I mean, they're really not that healthy to begin with, so I don't know why I try, but
it's petrified fruit. There's like just let the fruit die. I mean, I love fresh fruit, but when you cook it, I hate apple pie. That's another thing. I hate apple pie.
See, you know, I love apple pie. I hate pecan pie, pumpkin pie. I hate it.
See, I don't like you anymore. I love pumpkin pecan pie. I can't have because I'm highly allergic, like EpiPen allergic to walnuts and pecans. But before I found that out, I used to love that when I was a kid, like the jelly inside a pecan pie.
Absolutely not.
Mm.
Yeah,
see,
I can't.
I just wonder if they can make it like with cashews or peanuts. That would actually kind of be cool.
Like a peanut pie.
A peanut pie.
I'm sure they could.
I'm sure somebody could. I'm sure if you're a fan of the Divas Dish podcast, you could try that for us. I don't know.
Yeah, just whip that up.
Whip that up and bring it right up. You know, we've got, you know, the popcorn down there. Why not have a peanut pie and see how we like that? But so you don't like pecan pie or pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is the best.
Mm-mm.
Well, see, I hate everybody who goes gaga this time of year over the pumpkin spice. I like real pumpkin. I like real things. I don't like grapes, but I love grapes, but I don't like raisins because they're petrified fruit. Okay. But like the fake pumpkin stuff is disgusting to me, but give me real pumpkin pie, give me pumpkin soup or pumpkin whatever, and I'm good with that.
Nope, I can't do any of it. I don't like pumpkin spice. I don't like pumpkin pie, any raw pumpkin, regular pumpkin. I like pumpkin seeds.
Okay, yeah, because I've got these that you can get at Food Lion. It's their healthy brand, but it's got pumpkin seeds, cayenne in it, cashews, and it's this delightful trail mix thing. It is so good.
Yeah, that I'll eat. But anything else, I don't like it.
Okay. What else? We were talking about movie theater. So you like your popcorn layered with butter and extra salt. Do you get like the flavored salt like they have at the movie theater, or you can buy the little separate flavored salt, or just like whatever they have there?
Yeah, I just like the movie theater. Just the movie theater salt. That's what we used to have. Honestly, the best way, and we used to get in so much trouble for doing this, when we're popping the popcorn, we just casually bump into the oil button more than once. And it is literally the best popcorn you will ever have. It's, you know, when you're looking at the popcorn, you see all those yummy yellow pieces. Mm-hmm. They're all like that.
Ooh.
And we would get in so much trouble. Our manager, Miss Jones, would come in later in the day and she knew immediately who popped this. Who
because
used
it was
extra
too,
oil?
Why wouldn't you want the extra oil? Are they trying to keep it healthy?
I guess they're just trying to keep costs down. I don't know. But it was so good. So realistically, that's the best way to go. But you can't get that just as a customer.
No, you can't. But now you know the inside secrets of that. And we're going to talk about, I'm a theater person and a movie person, and you are all about movies too. But it's confession time. What movie does everybody go gaga over or has seen that you may or may not have seen or only seen clips of, and you go along with the flow?
I have so many.
Let's just pick two, okay?
The main one, though, is because we were having a conversation about this one day last week, and then on my show last weekend, I was talking about how there are a new set of action figures coming out for this movie. And I'm like, oh, you know, probably should go ahead and confess I have never actually seen this movie. And so I confessed it on my show last week. And it is, in fact, the movie The Princess Bride.
I can't believe that. I quote the Princess Bride.
Well,
Marriage. Marriage is what brings you don't know The Princess Bride because you've never seen it or only seen bits and pieces.
I have not even seen bits and pieces, but I know what you're talking about. And I know the whole My Name is Indigo Montoya, like that whole thing.
My name is what?
I don't know.
My name is Indigo Montoya. Yeah. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I haven't seen the movie. I don't know how to say
Mandy it. Patinkin, and he's so wonderful. Oh,
but I do know what it is, and I just go along with it like I've seen it. And my husband and I have a good set of friends, and we were having game night, and she's like, oh, we need to do a movie night. We need to watch my favorite movie of all time. And we were like, oh, okay, what is it? It's The Princess Bride. And me and Colin are just looking at each other because neither one of us have seen it. And she was like, wait, you've never seen The Princess Bride? I will go get it right now.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
So that's our next thing
you'll
is
movie
night.
You'll love it. You'll love it. And then you'll quote it again. At first, when you watch it, you'll be like, huh? Now, I had somebody who made me watch something a while back. Not make me, but suggested, because they had said something. And I'm like, all right, I kind of know where that is. They're like, no, you need to watch this now. And it was Idiocracy. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
There's things on the podcast we can't talk about. So it's like, there are things now that I can quote with this person or whatever from that. But before, I'd never seen it. Now I feel like I was in the know. But most of everything I have seen, okay, I can, you know, relate to everything. I can relate back to some film. Okay, here is confession time for me. Everybody talks about it. E.T.
Oh, you've never seen E.T.?
I have seen bits and pieces. I've seen where Drew Barrymore screams when she sees it. I've seen maybe bit like when the agencies come in to take him away and you're killing him, and they got the house wrapped in plastic and all this other stuff, and the bicycle at the end. The rest of it, never have seen it. Never.
I feel like I have seen it maybe once. I don't really remember it. I only remember the popular parts. But, I mean, some people swear by that movie.
Yes. But. Yes, I remember because I think it was like maybe early middle school, maybe late elementary school, and everybody talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had like little collectible E.T. figures and all this other stuff. So it's like I had all that, but I don't think I saw the movie when I was a kid. Or if I did, I dozed off when we watched it at home and rented the video tapes. We actually had VHS and Betamax at one point. So it's like, I don't remember that much of it as a kid. And everybody talks about it. And I remember Drew Barrymore screaming when she sees the, you know, it's not a toy, it's the real thing. And then I remember the house wrapped in plastic, and that was it.
Yeah,
and then the stupid Neil Diamond Heartlight song.
Yeah, I don't remember much either.
So, yeah, everybody like goes gaga over E.T. I'm like, uh-huh. And so I just kind of play along. Another thing, my friend Tanya drugged me to one of these. Only one of these. And I'm sitting there the whole time scratching my head. All the Twilight crap.
Oh, please don't tell Ella.
Oh, no, no. She loves it. Well, see, here's another thing. Another person that was disappointing to me, then I was like, that is total crap. My friend Jenna. She is so cool on everything. She loves all the Twilight stuff. So yeah, I'm bringing Jenna into this. She's out in Utah right now enjoying the scenic views. I'm busting your chops.
There's a generational thing when it comes to Twilight.
Yeah.
I was in that era. Mm-hmm. I was a teenager when Twilight came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was of the age that Twilight was kind of geared for. So I have a completely different view of Twilight. I have Team Edward shirts that are now Ella's. I have merchandise.
I'm glad you say that because I'm like, all I can remember was Team Jacob. What was the other one? Was Edward.
Edward or Team Jacob. Team Jacob is wrong. If you're Team Jacob, I can't speak to you.
That's the Taylor guy, right? Yes. Taylor Rotner. What's his name?
Taylor Lautner.
See, I don't even, because he hasn't really been in anything since then.
See, I
just remember his chest.
I was a different age when Twilight came out. And so it was geared towards late high school, college, teens, preteens. And so.
Do vampires glow? I mean, I'm sorry.
They sparkle.
They sparkle. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, because that was the thing. I remember somebody saying, oh, but they sparkle, and they were talking about the fantasy and all this, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I grew up with Once Bitten and that kind of thing, where it had Lauren Hutton and Jim Carrey in it, where he was like a teenager that got bitten by her. It's a vampire movie and stuff like that.
Twilight, Ella is obsessed. I randomly let her watch the first one when they are all on streaming now, and I don't really know why I let her watch the first one. Still not quite appropriate for 7. I feel like she probably is too young for it. But she's obsessed. And I went and dug out my old Team Edward shirt. So she wears my Team Edward shirt to sleep in because it's still big on her. And she actually has a friend in the neighborhood. And the little girl also watches Twilight. So they can, you know, converse together. The very first time she ever went over to Abigail's house, she asked Abigail if she was Team Jacob or Team Edward. And I 100% think that she would have turned around and left had she been Team Jacob.
Really?
Yes.
That is
Ella,
so your daughter.
Ella is very Twilight.
Okay,
she loves it.
5 minutes before he calls us. So you have not seen The Princess Bride.
I have not.
Nor have you seen E.T. or not much
of
it.
Nope.
I haven't. Maybe we need to get together and watch those, and I'll make you watch Idiocracy, and you'll be like, you did what? You made me watch what?
Yeah. I don't know. Colin and I have been together for 14 years, and I have yet to finish The Lord of the Rings. So.
Oh my gosh. No. I fell asleep 5 minutes into The Lord of the Rings. I just couldn't. I was like, you go on the journey without me.
Yeah,
just go.
I'm good. Colin is obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
He loves all the Hobbit movies. He loves Lord of the Rings. He bought Owen Lord of the Rings Little People. They have a Lord of the Rings show coming out on Amazon, and I just cannot get on board that train. And I'm good.
You mentioned a Lord of the Rings Little People. Bennett has the Little People Beatles. I love the Beatles.
Nope.
I know you don't.
I don't.
You love someone that I don't love at all, and we play her.
Mm.
You know who I'm talking about? I will say it on the podcast, not on air, but on the podcast. So you have to listen to the special edition. And this is groundbreaking because we share a name. I do not like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's hurtful. That's going to get Ella, too. Ella can't listen to this episode because she's going to be like, well, I can't talk to Cherie ever again.
Well,
Twilight and she hates Taylor Swift.
I don't hate Twilight. I just, yeah.
You were not in that era.
No, I think I'm just so above it. I'm so like.
I went to a book release party for the fourth book.
Sure you did. All right. On that, we're going to release our listeners, but join us for the Divas Dish podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts, especially the Odyssey app.
An Odyssey station.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.